Hi, welcome to Kid Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Ellie. This podcast is for kids by kids about tech. Welcome to Kid Tech Podcast. Today we're talking about virtual reality. And before we get started in this episode, I want to introduce you to my dad.
Hey, everybody. This is Eric, Ellie's dad. And thanks for joining us for episode number...
Six.
So, Ellie, what have you been up to?
We went to the roller cave and we got some German sweets.
Yes, we went to the roller cave today. That's a roller skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time down there with rollerblades. Actually, you did skates.
Yeah.
How was that?
Really fun. I went really fast.
How many falls?
Five?
And it was a blast. And then we went to this place called the Heidelberg Cafe, which is a really unique German place here in Indianapolis. And we got some pastries, like authentic German pastries. Really good, right? Which one was your favorite?
My favorite is the either the brownie cookie or the birthday cake.
Yeah, those were pretty good. I like it. Okay, well, today, let's get into our topic. What do you say?
Yeah,
let's about go. Virtual reality.
Okay.
This is a crazy topic, right?
Yes, it makes you go into a whole nother dimension, but it's fake.
It's virtual.
Mm-hmm. In 2009, it was actually created, and they tested it on a couple elementary students, and it was crazy. It looked incredibly real.
Even in 2009?
Yeah, and then...
I think it looks more real now than it does than it did in 2009.
Well, there's an animated version and not animated version, but the other that in 2009 wasn't animated, and they tested it on elementary kids. And apparently, the elementary kids said, when they took the goggles off, they said that that was happening in real life.
It created a real memory for them?
Yeah.
That is an interesting point, which, you know what, I should probably do a quick disclaimer here. So, there should be a warning for people using VR under the age of 13. So, let's just put that out there right now. We don't want to... I don't know. Parents need to make their own choice, but we're going to talk about virtual reality today. There are some concerns you need to be aware of. physical concerns. If you put on a headset, you might run into something. Or for especially young kids, like I'd say probably 5 and under, if they're doing it a lot, I mean, it could affect their long-term vision. There could create nearsightedness, I think. But I think you'd have to use it a ton for that. But anyway, there's just some concerns. So if you're interested in this VR technology and you've got kids, make sure you do a little bit of homework before you put that headset on your kids.
Yeah.
So with that aside, let's talk about this technology. All right. So how does this work?
Okay. So technically... there is a couple different times. One of these is Google Cardboard, which we discovered that is fine for kids.
What is that? A headset?
No, it doesn't attach to your head where you just look around. You hold it on your head.
Okay.
And like...
you put a phone in there?
Yes. So that's one of the types. Another is you connect it to an iPad, a phone, a computer, and a MacBook Pro or something like that. And then you set the placing, and it will just, there's a device in it, not a phone, and you can just do that. Or you can have one that has a phone holder that you put a phone in, and you look around.
But it's a headset.
Yeah.
Basically. It's like something you put over your eyes, and then suddenly it's like you're in this different world.
Dimension.
Different space. So do you have it at your school?
Yeah, we have it at our school, and this is the kind that you actually have a phone and connect it to your iPad, your device.
Okay.
So, you can have one, so you have the ability to pause end the subject, and it is really cool. You can.
Can you walk around?
You could. Oh wait, no, you can't. Well, at our school, it's a rule that we can't because.
Okay, so you.
If we do, we could like run into things and stuff. But
so you just look around, like you move your head, and.
And it makes you dizzy if you stand up and do it.
You know, when I tried VR. Yep, first time. Beware. If you ever get motion sickness, you're probably going to get motion sickness if you are doing VR. If you don't have that problem, it's probably going to be fine. But if you do, you might want to take a Dramamine or something beforehand. I almost lost the cookies when I did it for the first time. It was like a spaceship game, and I was flying through space, and it made me really dizzy. But anyway, we digress. So there is motion sickness to worry about, potentially.
Yes.
But okay, so if you strap this thing on and you're looking around, what are some of the things that you've done at school with your VR headset?
Okay, so for this, they can actually be for learning. The thing is, you can make your device, you can circle an object, make an arrow, and you will turn your head until you find the circle and learn about that thing. But if you're just doing it for fun, which probably those of you who don't do it at school are not doing it educational, but you can see under the sea with Titanic, dolphins, sharks. It's really cool. But I would not
So you've seen sharks and undersea and Titanic. You've done those.
If you're scared of like spiders and stuff, I wouldn't do the Economist, whatever it is. It has a lot of bugs, and they're killed, and they're disgusting.
I have no idea what that is. Okay, so you like trick your mind. You put this headset on, and all of a sudden, you're like transported into this different world, and you're tricking your mind.
That's
that
why
you're in,
the kids.
You're undersea looking at the Titanic, and it's so realistic now, right?
Yeah, why the kids got tricked, probably, because it's mind tricking stuff. But did you know? So you have these two circles that you look in.
Yep.
They are the same exact picture in each one. Except like they like click together somehow, but they're the same picture in each goggle. I don't know how that works, but
I don't either.
It's
but
crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
Yep.
It's pretty cool stuff. Okay, so how is this, let's tie this to education. I mean, you said you were using it at school, you're learning about the Titanic. Any other things you can think about from an educational standpoint?
Okay,
and VR? So VR as a technology, how is it going to be educational? How is it going to help you learn?
It can help you learn what things are in the real world. It can help you learn the things in the world, because it is not like a fake dimension unless you want it to be. Like, if you wanted it to be this really fake, maybe a make-believe, like unicorns are make-believe, so maybe if you wanted it to be a unicorn. But unless it could be educational if you like were watching someone playing the piano, or like you were watching people how to type or something like that. You can learn new things, like maybe a new type of spider. Like, as I said, the circling and the arrow, it names it on the top. Like, if it was like a type of spider, tarantula, it would name
okay.
it up
so
there.
So you can identify things just by looking at it in VR. Okay. Well, I think that probably is going to wrap us up, don't you think? VR is a pretty interesting technology. I think in, I don't know, probably the last 3 years, it's kind of gained more steam because the price of these headsets has gone down quite a bit, and the technology has advanced to the point where things are pretty realistic when you put these headsets on. And it's interesting to hear that you have got a headset at school and you're trying or you're starting to explore that technology in the school. Any parting thoughts on virtual reality?
No, but if you want to comment on this, give a review, get the Anchor FM app, and give us a voicemail. Give us a review on Apple iTunes. Share this podcast is the most thing. Share it. You don't have to do anything except for tell people that. Just share it.
That's a good plug, Ellie. Hey, thanks everybody so much for listening to episode number 6 of the Kid Tech Podcast.
6.
We'll see you next time.